3 seconds, yeah.
So I would suggest that according to Rashi, it's not explicit, but nonetheless, it seems that Rashi would agree with what Tosis is going to say. In other words, the dinim of Shimur are not in the list of things he presents here that the Gemara is learning from the Pasuk, which means the whole question of the learner from a Pasuk, the learner from Halacha Shomei Sinai, is not what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about the basic dinim of Yidalef Yom, which are that it is 11 days before you can get to New Pesach Nida, that you count your Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom for 1 day or for 2 days, but not specifically the question of what is the din of Shimur, Achar Asar, and Nasiri. Jeremy.
How would you read the Gemara otherwise? How would it be referring to Shimur?
I don't know. In other words, it's not here. But, you know, you could have said maybe the Gemara was assuming somehow. The reason this, a number of you pointed out very, very astutely, the Ramban rejects a shita on the Nadalid, which was dealing with a totally different issue. But the Ramban rejects a shita that suggested that according to Reish Lakish, and it's for a totally different reason, it's not really about the reading of the sugya, but it could affect how they read the sugya. The Ramban quotes those who wanted to say that according to Reish Lakish, that Asiri does not require Shimu, which means Midoraisa, that's only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's learned Mehilchasa. But if you learn like Rabbi Akiva, you learn it from Sukkim, then even Reish Lakish would be Moda, that Asiri is like Tashi. You know, Rabban doesn't explain the particular Shita. Anyone, by the way, now, if you read it that way, then maybe, I'm not convinced, you have to, maybe they see something going on in this Gemara. Right, as Reish Lakish says, Lo Boi Shimur, the Gemara is Akasha, but Kroi Ninhu, and they quote the Kroi, and they say, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva. So you could have read this Gemara. I'm not sure that that's what that Shita was doing, because all we have is that little snippet from the Ramban. You could have read that Gemara saying that you could have read that Shita as reading the Gemara that Reish Lakish said, Asiri Lo Boi Shimur, according to Elazar ben Azariah, because it's Hilchasa, because Hilchos Achar Asar, and the Gemara says it's not Halacha or Hilchos, but rather it's Psukim. And if it's Psukim, Reish Lakish would be Modeh that Asiri bought Yishimur. The Gemara says, yeah, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, Reish Lakish is Modeh Asiri bought Yishimur. It's only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he's arguing. So the Ramban just is Dochadak Lachayad. He just says, Ve'in Zeh Mechuvar. Why would you say that? Forget why, not why the Ramban rejects it. Why would you say that if you learn it from the Psukim? If you learn it from the Psukim, Asiri bought Yishimur. Reuven?
The drasha seems to imply that the 11th day is unique at its own drasha.
Excellent.
But the 12th day the 12th day is accepted, it's left out, but the 11th day does not seem to be any different than what's earlier.
Both according to Reish Lakish and Yochanan does not require Shema, according to Beis Hillel. I misunderstood what you were saying.
That's the point that the 12th day, what's it called? The 12th day is left out because that's the reason you can't become a Zav on the 12th day, and therefore it's also never with the Sphira. But since the 11th day is included based on the drasha of... There's no need for Shimur since there's no need for Sphira on the 12th day, which is Shimur for the 11th day, which implies that there would be the Kulei Alma requirement for, it can be Sphira, is required for Shimur on the 11th day for the 10th day.
Except for the Sphira here being referred to is Sphira Shimonikim. In other words, we agree, day 11 could be one of the Shimonikim for a Tuma of Beis Gimel Dalet.
Right. It seems to be that.
So it's not whether it requires Sphira or not, it's whether that day might be...
The Gemara here, the whole drasha doesn't imply that Shimur and Sphira are inherently connected. It seems like the 12th is left. The 12th alone is left out.
Maybe you're right, but I thought there was something more obvious, Daniel.
I think maybe what you're thinking of is that days 10 and 11 have different drashas, meaning below Yudataz, which seems to be day 11.
Correct. In other words, the Gemara here makes explicit differentiation. In other words, 10 here is lumped with 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 11 is separated out. Now, 11 everybody agrees, according to Beis Hillel, Lo Boi Shimur. But by having the drasha where 11 was an appendage, but 10 was a natural limud as part of the rest of the achasayom, would lead to say that you don't separate yud from tashi. Now again, it's not compelling. In other words, that shita the Ramban rejects, it's not compelling because, as Tosa says, the primary driver is maybe a sarah. Now Rabbi Yochanan says that the principle, just how one would explain. Let's read Tosus, and then we'll see if he spells it out. Dani, your duty will complete with this Tosus. Go ahead. No, Rabbi Yochanan, on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amid Beis.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halacha Chadasar Tema B'mayin Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Lafish Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria Lo Ayri Ela B'cheshbon Ayehum Shavisok Chadasar D'shaycha B'huziba Aval B'shimur Chadasar Lo Ayri Kala.
Yeah, in other words, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is not talking about the dinim of price of shimur. He just says yud alef yom shebe nida lanida. How do you see in that a particular sheet that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria that relates to the question of whether I see riboy shimur? Number one. Number
two.
So what's Tosus's kasha here, or his? Yitzi, is that a hand?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because the Machlokas battle with the sources is no reference to anything about Shemur, anything, just specifically what the 11, where we get the 11 days from.
No, that's the first question, really.
Same.
The second question is what I want to know. What was the Gemara's question? Simply, what was the Gemara's question? Why do you need Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? It's learned from Sukkim. So Tosa says, I have a great answer. You know, what would the answer be? The Iker Dinam of Yud Aleph, you learn from the Psukim. The Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, if it's Ivy with Shemur, is coming to teach you the Din of Shemur. That should have been the Gemara that said, HaRabbi Elazar ben Azaria, HaRabbi Akiva. It should have said, the Psukim teach you the basic Dinam of the Yud Aleph, Yom. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is to tell you what's not, can't be learned from the Psukim, which is that Asiri either is boy, that Achar Asar does not need Shemur, and either Asiri does need Shemur, or it doesn't need Shemur. Right? So why did that's what Tosa says. The Ihu Ayri Behilchasa Achar Asar, if in fact Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was dealing with this issue in Hilchos Achar Asar, if that's what was in the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, then Lishane, the Gemara should have answered, Krol leminyan hayamim shizava, v'hilchasa l'shimur acharasar. The pasuk is to teach you the basic din of 11 days, and the hilchasa is to teach you the din of shimur of the 11th, or the 10th, according to Reish Lakish. So why didn't the Gemara give the simple answer, rather than having to say, oh, it's a machlokas atanam. You should be osa shalom b'mromav. Question, Alex?
Yeah, doesn't the pasukim itself address the 11th day?
Not whether it requires shimur. We said yesterday that the Ziva on, everybody agrees, Beis Hillel's Moda, as Reish Lakish's Moda on the 10th and 11th, according to Beis Hillel, that on that day, if she bleeds on day 10, for day 10, she is a Zava for that day. The question is, does she have to wait to go to the mikveh till the next morning, Minat Torah, and then hope she doesn't bleed the next day, or no? Really, there's no requirement to Shemur, so nightfall comes, the day's over, she served her term, and now she goes to the mikveh, and she's Mutaris the Bible. So, Achar Asar Yom is has a din of Ziva. It just may not be Mitzurah, and Asiri, according to Reish Lakish, has a din of Ziva. The only question is it Mitzurah to the next day? We'll talk in a moment, we'll sort of explicate what is Reish Lakish Svar, what is Reish Lakish Svar. We've spoken about it a little bit, but I want to sort of spell it out clearly. Okay, Satosa says, therefore, V'yesh Lomar, no, stop. So the halacha relevant in Rezaria is only talking about the number of days that Ziva is relevant to. What about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? What are they arguing about? Yeah, it's a svar.
Ein Yudav Tzara Sfira, Beresh Lachis Sabar Dafi, Lushim Rino Nasa Lassi, Rikim and Dame Nuari, then start the Ziva Gidola, Toleka, Labez Yamim, the Hashta Necha Dash, as far as Shafir Karin.
Right, so the last line in Tosos is explaining why the Gemara didn't, is saying, that's why the Gemara didn't answer by saying, Kroy to teach you the din of 11, and Hilchasa to teach you the din of Shimur. Now, what is the Svar of Yochanan and what is the Svar of Shlakish? So Tosus does, if you read carefully, Tosus does something funny that I think contradicts his premise. What are Reish Lakish? Look at that line. Take 60 seconds and read that line carefully in Tosus. Look the way he formulates Rabbi Yochanan and look at the way he formulates Reish Lakish. And you tell me, what is the Svara Machlokas and Svara? Or put differently, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both trying to extrapolate. What is the given and what is the extrapolation? Maybe it doesn't. Jeremy?
Well, the given is that we know that she bleeds for 3 days consecutively, then she has to...
No. Not in this point, Judah.
The given is that there's 11 days of human ziva.
More than that. That's what bothers me in Yathosis. There's one detail that's a given, Yaakov.
That the 12th day is outside of human ziva?
No. But getting warmer. Moshe?
That the 11th day does not have shimur?
Thank you. The 11th day doesn't require shimur. And the question is, what can you infer from that? Why does the 11th day not require Shimur? And there are really two ways of looking at it when you think about it. Notice, the 11th day doesn't require Shimur means comes day 12 and she's Muteris automatically according to Beisol Minat Torah, even at night. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan says, because that day, the Tosus puts it, he says that Kevan the Yom Shach Yudav Hunidus Ein Yudav Tzarech Sfira. Sfira, by definition, can only be within the days that bleeding would render her azava. If she hasn't had 3 days consecutive by the time the 11 days are over, any subsequent bleeding renders her a nida, l'chuleyama, ramam or rambat. Any subsequent bleeding renders her a nida. Therefore, you can only, in other words, you're guarding from damziva. You're watching damziva. There can't be any damziva tomorrow, so minat Torah we're done. Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish says that the whole reason why you need Shmira is because of the possibility of it becoming part of Zava Gadol. Therefore, that is why Yud Aleph doesn't require Sfira. Because if she bleeds Yud Aleph, and then Yud Beis, and and Yud Gimel, she's not a Zava Gadol. Therefore, same thing is true if she bleeds Yud, and Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, she's not a Zava Gadol. So just as Yud Aleph doesn't require Shimur, Yud doesn't require Shimur. That's what Tosus says. And what's interesting about Tosus, as Moshe hit the nail on the head, is Tosus somehow, you don't know how you get it from the Psukim, but at some point, we know somehow that Yud Aleph is lo boi Shimur. And now the only question is, what do you extrapolate from that? Now, I don't know how you see that Yud Aleph lo boi Shimur in the Psukim. Unless it's a svara that it's learned separately. Right, going back through again what we were talking about before. Now, Yud Aleph is totally different limud, and that's why since it's only Roy L'Sfira in the original, based upon the Psukim, since it's only Roy for secondary Sfira, let's put it that way, therefore, what? I don't know. Not sure how you would see it there. But bottom line is that Tosus also reads the Sugya as there's no connection between the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Matt? No. The truth is the formulation. He says not only does Yud Aleph itself not require Shimur the next day, but Afilu Shimur Einu Nase LaSiri. It can't even be used as Shimur for the 10th day, meaning it's not needed. In other words, Kevan Niyom Shach Yud Aleph Unidus Ein Yud Aleph Tzarech. Shimur really should have been the word that was the Bach corrected to. Reish Lakish Sabar Dafidu Shimur in Anasel Asiri. Right, okay. That's why he wants it. But I would have just, if I were amending, I would have said, and I don't know, again, you never know when the Bach's amending because he has in the manuscript or Minasvara. You know, a lot of the Bach's corrections in the Gemara you can make on your own. They're obvious. He's, you know, he's just filling in where a word clearly fell out, just making the lines parallel. But here, I would have said, Ein Yod Aleph Tzarech Shimur, Reish Lakish Sabar, not only does it not require Shimur, Dafidu Shimur in Anasel Asiri. Why? Okay, but then I'm sorry. Damon.
So according to Tosa, when there's no connection between those two machlokas, how does he explain the line in the Gemara where we say, "Ikad Mabni La Aha," and then that, meaning there were those who teach the machlokas?
No, there was one, some taught the machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, in the context of the Mishnah.
Correct.
Some have taught it in the context of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva's discussion about Halacha Mishnah Sinai in general. What's that?
Why would it have been taught in that context?
Because once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mentioned Yer Alf Yom, Shemini Lanida, Reish Lakish, they apparently discussed what exactly was the din of Yud Aleph Yom. That's all. There's a reason why Tosus read the Gemara initially the way he did and was bothered by the question. And that's what you're highlighting. But at the end of the day, the Gemara never seems to come back to Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Okay. Fine. Any questions about Tosus? Yossi?
Rabbi, you said that the explanation that Tosus gives.
A little bit, because where in other words, if the, I mean, I think I know what the answer is, but if in fact what the halacha and the psukim teach you is just the basic concept of yidal of yom shemei nida lanida, and even if you throw in the concept of shmir asyom keneged yom the way Rashi does, where in that, how do we know that achar asar lo boi shimur? That's the svara. Why? Tosis, again, that's why I made the point. If you read Tosis carefully, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both starting with the premise that Yud Aleph Yom Boi Shimur, and the question is why. And based upon the why, you decide whether Asiri does or doesn't require Shimur. What? Agree, but how do we know that Yud Aleph Yom Boi Shimur, Yom Boi Shimur? No, 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 no. That was my point I was making earlier, that... That somebody, whoever it was, I want to give the credit to, forgot. Whoever came up, was it? I don't know. Who said it? Claim the credit, whoever you are. Who gave my answer to the question in Tosos? Moshe. Thank you. I can't see you. You're hiding. No, you're hiding behind Yudi. I get it. Okay. So the whole point Moshe read correctly is that the starting point of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, which is a given, is that Achar Asa L'Boi Shimur. The Machlokes is why. And based upon why, then leads you to whether or not Yud would require Shimur or not.
Isn't he just spelling it out that first we know that you have 11 days, and after 11 days is Nida, and therefore you don't need Shimur because the 12th day would be Nida?
No. Let me read again. That the halacha of the Kamar of Lazar ben Azayah, lo ayirat lebiminya yam and the Shaykh Muziva, Rabbi Yochanan Meshlachis Besor ba'alma plegi, Rabbi Yochanan Kamar, Kevan the Yom Shachad Yud Aleph Unidus, and Yud Aleph Tzarech Sfira. Now you can't make out to Reish Lakish Savar Daf Shimur Einu Nasa Asiri came into Einu Roy Litzdarif Leziva Gedola. Where is Reish Lakish coming from? They're talking about what is the understanding of the 11th day. Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't require Shmira because it's not Mitzdarif Lenidus. Reish Lakish says because the next day is Nida, and Reish Lakish says no, it's because it's not Roy Litzdarif Leziva. What they're arguing about is, what is the reason that Yud Aleph L'Boi Shimur? Otherwise, the way Tosus presents Reish Lakish doesn't make sense. How could Reish, if that's a fact, if it's a fact, if we know that Yud Aleph L'Boi Shimur, because the next day is Nidos, how did Reish Lakish ever come to the assumption that Asiri doesn't require Shimur Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph is Bimei Ziva. So it's almost as if somehow the halacha l'Moshe Sinai was that they're Yud Aleph Yom and Yud Shmir Siyom Keneged Yom and that Yud Aleph L'Boi Shimur. That was the halacha l'Moshe Sinai, and somehow it's learned from the Pesukim too. And now the only machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is how to understand Yud Aleph L'Boi Shimur that was either learned from the Pesukim or learned from the halacha l'Moshe Sinai, how to understand that, and based on that understanding, that would determine whether or not Asiri Boi Shimur. It's just that when you look at the Pesukim, and I'm here reading with Rashi, that's the one din that's not mentioned there. Right? Shmir Siyom Keneged Yom is mentioned. Yud Aleph Yom is mentioned. But no question, the question of whether Yud Aleph, boy, or low boy, Shimur, is not at all addressed in that sugya. So why does Tosas, once Tosas says that the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Lassa ben Azariah is just about how do you know Yud Aleph Yom, so where do you see, and that's why it's a rather shas, where do you see in there? Now, again, it doesn't undermine Tosas' larger point. There's the reason why the Gemara doesn't invoke Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan on Ayin Gimel is because it's irrelevant. But it would have been nice to see somewhere in Daf Ayin Gimel ben Aleph in the Psukim how we know that Yud Aleph Lo Bo Yishimur. Tani?
Is there any way for Rav Ashi to read this again?
Rav Ashi who says the Gargaron is Mutter? Is that Rav Ashi you mean?
Well, more specifically, Rav Ashi who says that...
Does the 17th not require...
Sheshit working within Rabbi Yochanan works for the Svara that Tosfos offers. Rav Ashi working within Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really work for the Svara. Because what Rabbi Yochanan's Svara here is Heban the Yom She'achar Yod Aleph Midus Ein Yod Aleph Tzarek Spira. But that logic should
hold on. I'm thinking what you're asking question. So the answer, I think that Tosus could answer as follows. You have to look if he says this on Mandalit. The Tosus could say that what we're trying to establish as a matter of principle is whether a day requires Shimur. It doesn't make sense for the Torah to be Mechayev Shimur for a day, whose Shimur by definition will never be Bimini Siva. But it could be that once we require Shimur, we require a clean day.
Well, that works, but not within the way Tosfos formulates it here, which is...
No, he formulates it, since the day after 11 is Nidus, that's why 11 doesn't require Sphira. Period. But 10 requires Sphira. You're highlighting a bigger problem, which is what the Gemara grapples with a number of places in the Nesecha, which is, I would have made the following argument, Danny, and that may sort of be the Machlokas, the Balamor, and the Raivid, which is, okay, Yud Zayin Bo Yishimur, you're going to say, yeah, but you can't do Shimur on the first day of Nida, because you may need that in a Robahen, should be not Olam Linei Sirasa, because it's Yemei Nida. You should have to wait until after the period of Nidus in order to have that. And the Ravid says, in principle, yes, except for you're allowed to use a clean day of Nidus to count for it. And the Baal HaMor says, that's ridiculous. Right? The Baal HaMor is more or less adopting kind of your approach.
Okay, yeah, I may be reading bias by the Baal.
Yes, but you don't have to say that way.
Okay. Are we willing to...
The Baal HaMor is saying, the Baal HaMor is saying, the Ravid believes that the din, that the din of Yud Zayin Bo Yishimur when you bled 17, 18, and now you become a Nida, that you require some clean din. The Rebbe believes that requirement on 17 outside of the 18 is a Doraisa. Whereas the Baal HaMor clearly believes it's only the Rabbanon, and they only goes there. Which
Rebbe believes that's a Doraisa. He says darker.
What? No. Let's wait till we get there.
Are you talking about Yud Aleph requires Shimur outside of...
No, Yud, when you bled on Yud Aleph.
Oh, Yud, okay, fine.
Yud, no. Yes. Good. So the Baal HaMor clearly thinks the requirement there is only... Now, there's Rav Ashi's Teretz of Asibi Milo Bo Yishimur, or whatever it was, 17 or 10, I don't know what number he used on the Dalit. That Kasha, the Baal HaMor would say, is only Din the Rabbanon. Now, it's by right, the Baal HaMor says, Midin Torah, the night of the 19th, the night right before the 19th, after the 18th, when she bled 17, 18, of course, Minat Torah Tzmotar, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Ravid, I think, would say that might be an Issa Doraisa.
By the way, the line of argumentation right now I'm offering is at the ends. I defended Tosfos using the way you responded to me, but I just wanted to make sure that Adin was represented.
You did a really good job of making it look like it was yours. Okay, fine. You're a tzaddik, Shlian. All right, fine. Yes.
One more reading question. So this, in terms of in the beginning of the passage that we read in mind, but the Gemara assumes that the Loka was stated, it introduces it as its own, which suggests it was sort of like an independent Machloka,
Oh, it's really on the it's on the Mishnah, but yeah.
It's on the Mishnah, okay.
Particular statement, yes. That Rav Lazar ben Azariah, I think, mentioned the Yud Aleph Yom, and Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan argued about certain details of the Yud Aleph Yom.
And when the Gemara asks,
Krayinu,
is it trying to... I mean, this doesn't matter in any way, but is it trying to say that the is it trying to say that this Machlok ben Arai was said in regards to, in connection to this Mice of Rabbi Yehuda?
No. What it's trying to say, it's a separate question the way Tosas explained. Yeah. Okay. Let's read very quickly. Okay, who would like to volunteer for a read to me? Berkowitz.
Sure.
Read the Ramban. We spoke about this Ramban anyway, so just read it quickly. Okay. So we spoke to Ramban. In other words, the machlokes that he thinks is not dependent upon the machlokes of Tanaim for Reish Lakish, he thinks Reish Lakish holds the shita across the board. Okay. Fine. So now things get interesting. Start with the Rambam. Read slowly. By the way, I don't know where you got Ukimana from. It's Ukimana. Ukimna. Okay. So if you have a woman who's a Sava, and she's Polata Shechvazera, I mean, before she became a Zava, she had Tashmish, you got to figure out, I guess, I'm not sure how this works, actually. How could you have a woman, Bizman Hazeh we have it, because we treat one Re'iyah as a Zava, but he's not talking about Bizman Hazeh, he's talking about Din Daraisa right now.
So when he says Soseris Yom Echad, it's referring to a Zava Gadol Laz
count.
And like, it just doesn't count for that day. But it has to
correct.
Be
a
Zava Gadol.
Like, it, we don't...
Can we talk about a Zava Ktana?
That would work, but
it
doesn't...
That's what Adina and I assumed.
Yes, I think that's the only simple way to make it work. It's possible... Yehuda? You could. I'm trying to avoid that. You're right. You could say that. I can get you into Yemei Ziva easily, which is if she has Tashmish at the Monday afternoon, 10, 20 minutes before Shkia, then she begins bleeding, then it will have been only 48 hours by the time she gets to start to count the third day, the first day of her Shivanikiyam, but it's, so it does fit the Rambam, except for, there's no stira to talk about. Right? And the Rambam says, Eina Soseres Yom Echad, is that you don't count that day, but it's not really steer, it's that she doesn't get to start counting. So, okay, whatever. I'm going to adopt, just to keep life simple, Yehuda's suggestion. She had Bia B'Isser. When she's Poleta Sheikh Bazera, that's Ru'uya Lahazria, she doesn't count that day towards the Shiva Nikim. It doesn't undo the count, but it doesn't count. Rasa, go ahead. Ella. Right, if you see Dam, Bimeinida, you're not a Zava. So, that, and if you remember, according to the Rambam, if you see Dam, Bimeinidasa, not only you don't become a Zava, but it is not so Ser Shevinikim. So certainly it doesn't make you a Zava. That's for sure. Okay, now the Rambam continues. Umahu Zeh. Right, notice, by the way, what's the Rambam's Girsa in the Gemara? What's the Makar for days 8, 9, and 10? Al Nidasa. Not below Es Nidasa, which is Rashi's Girsa. Al Nidasa. I thought that's Pshat and Psukim. Below Es Nidasa is Muflag, and Al Nidasa is Samach. Okay. Go ahead. All right, so that was a simple case, 8, 9, and 10. Ras Adam B'Yud Aleph. Whose sheet is this? No surprise, Beis Hillel. Vimnei. Therefore, okay, fine.
Like Rei Shlakish, like the whole three day Zavah thing, like it won't be connected to the 3 day Zavah thing, and that's part of the reason why there's no Karba.
Okay, so yes, but not necessarily. Reuven, what are you going to say?
What do you mean by Kovila not Tfila Le'elzeh?
Because normally Tfilas Laila doesn't work by Sfira.
Is there another thing that the Tfila the night after, like the first night of Nida works, or just that there's no Easter anymore regardless?
What's that again? By?
Does there another thing that Tfila Laila actually works when it's the first night of Nida, or just things in general that...
First night of Nida or Ziva? We're talking about Ziva here.
The night after Yomei Ziva.
Right. Beis Hill thinks it works. But not Torah.
Like the Korban makes a difference. It's not that, just that since it's no longer Yemei Ziva, that there's no Isser Kari anymore regardless?
No, there's no Isser at all. The choices are Isser Kari, so no Isser. So if you don't bring a Korban, it's because it's Mutter Minat Torah.
If Tefillah Laila generally doesn't work, why would Tefillah Laila work now? It seems like it's...
Because Tefillah Laila doesn't work during Yemei Ziva because you need Shimur Mixas Hayom. And that's why if you do tefillah at night, and mixas yom means yom. Therefore, you haven't done shmi. In other words, the tefillah only works after you fulfilled your shmirah obligations. Your aleph doesn't have any shmirah obligations, so you just wait. Once you wait till the night, you're finished. Now, you couldn't go to the mikveh at the end of day 11. That wouldn't work, because you have to first stop being, first have to be out of the day of ziva, and then normally you have to be sofer mixas yom, except for this one case. Now, what does the Ravid say here? Kosev Ravid Zal. Okay. So the truth is it's actually not true. I don't know if it's in the wrong place. He's not called the Gargaron. Who's called the Gargaron? If the next day, not at the night. The night is a clear issue of the Rabbanan, which creates Tumas Be'ila. The day, according to Beis Hillel, if she tavla in the day and then shimsha, even if rasa afterwards, there's no tuma, but he's gargaron. Is gargaron mean osur midrabanan? There's gargaron mutter, but it's a midara. Okay, that's a subject of debate. But he's not a gargaron at night. That's worse than gargaron. So the rabbi says, ikur gargaron v'tzarach shimel oso yom. So firstly, what is the Ravid actually commenting on? Okay, so you want to say the Ravid is talking about a situation where she only bled on the 18th. And they call him a gargaron, and he requires shimur for that day, and even after many Yemei Nida have passed, unless one of the days of Nida was clean. Right? Amar Allah, finish it. Amar Allah, Yom Naki.
The Imavar.
Ad kan l'shono. So that's a pretty unbelievable ravid. Why? Yeah, see?
He's taking like the Rashi and applying it to the hill of the Kapargaron. Is that fair? Meaning,
yes, you could term it that way,
right.
Except for Ravashi explicitly says it by
Asiri. Right,
right, the Ravid is saying as follows. Not only is, firstly, he's assuming Gargron is Asur or Mutter. Asur, absolutely Asur. And he's saying that you actually require really Shimur Yom Echad for Yom Yod Aleph, Midravanon. So much so that if she bleeds on Yud Beis, so that doesn't count. And then she bleeds 6 days more, and that's all her nida. And she stops bleeding. He would say that day one of her new ziva, remember day eight from the new cycle, he would say she's asura because she needs to be shomer seyom keneged yom. That's rather amazing because that's basically saying what about Gargaron? She's a zava de rabbanon. Which is kind of stunning. Why is it kind of stunning? Because the Gemara is not even sure whether it's us or. You hear that? No. Stop making trouble. Why is he wrong? He asked a question, I think, half belates on Usan, half seriously. And someone explained to him why he's wrong. Someone explain to him why he's wrong. Otherwise, you're guilty of a Moshav Leitzim or Misayeh Leitzim. He's a wonderful boy. He is anything but a Leitz. But nonetheless, this was Leitzonis. Alex?
How could she be a Zavah Gadol? That blood's going to be blood of Nida.
Without what?
That blood is going to be Nida blood.
No, how about days 8 and
9? I understood. He wants to say she bleeds day 8 and 9. He wants to know, maybe if she bleeds day 8 and 9, according to the Rabbi, that you require Shimur for the last day, for the 18th day of the previous cycle, right? She bled day 18. And then she gets her period on day 1, you know, the next day, day 19, it becomes day 1. So now, the Rabbi said, if she bleeds all 7 days of Nida, she requires a clean day, let's say 8, in order to be the Shimur for day 18 of the previous cycle. That last day that she bled. In other words, midrabanan. In other words, the Gargaron is not just stam. It's not just Gargaron, you're a minoval. It's not just Gargaron, and you can't, shouldn't do it. It's mamish zava the rabbanan. He wants to know, well, if she bleeds day 8 and 9, would she become a zava gdol midrabanan? Someone answer that klutz kasha. Donnie?
I mean, right, they're not really.
Thank you. That's all you need to say. Called the tikkun rabbanan, came the rice of tikkun. They're not going to invent 3 days Namar Tzufin to make her into a Zavah. What?
If invented Shimo as Namar Tzufin, why should that not apply the same thing as bleeding?
If what doesn't require, what's that?
If the Shimo doesn't have to be...
Because Sphira doesn't have to be with Tzufin. Only Ziva has to be with Tzufin. A woman starts counting, she becomes a Yoledes. If she bleeds every day of the Leda period, they don't count, but it doesn't interrupt her Sphira. For the Rambam, Nida doesn't interrupt Sphira. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right. You could say that you're hanging out with Sadyagon, but... You know, the Ramban and Balei Tosfos dismissed him pretty rapidly, and there seem to be a lot of sugyos that are against that. So. Okay. Fine. All right, and the last, read that quickly, the last Rambam. So we're going to come back to this Rabbi. We're not done with the Rabbi. Okay, Tavla. Right, which is kind of interesting. So the Rambam says she's asur labayla kedin kol zava ketana. You know, so the question is that a little bit like the Ravid in a certain sense? Does the Rambam really agree that this Gargaron is a din? He clearly agrees that Gargaron is asur. That's clear. It sounds a little like he agrees with the Ravid. So what is his disagreement with the Ravid then?
It's not actually.
Well, I mean, the Ravid would know that too. It's only the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says she's asur labayla ad la'erev. That means gargaron the tanan asur. And kedin calls zava ketana. So the question is, this is the question. Is the Rambam telling you have all the dinim as zava ketana, or is it she's like a zava ketana?
It's like it, meaning she has to do the...
No, but in other words, it's like, she's like a zava ketana mid Rabbanan. It's not that she happens to have the same dinim. It's like kedin kalkana. You could question that. But if, in fact, he agrees, then why does he disagree with the Ravid, if the Ravid is actually even disagreeing? Is the Rambam explicitly against the Ravid? The Ravid explicitly against the Rambam? Not necessarily. Okay, maybe the Rambam would agree. But it sounds a little bit from Allah Yidchas, it's Gargon is Zava Kitana Midrabanan. Judah?
Why does he say Kedim Kozan Kitana if he doesn't really mean that they're the Indian?
Well, she's not a Zava Kitana Mamish.
Right.
Which would be Daraisa.
What's the point of saying Kedim, why can't you say she has her Bible and do
that? See, he's explaining how the Chachamim treated her. They labeled her as a Zava Kitana. It's a very difficult position. It's difficult because it's certainly, if she were a Zava Ketana Midrabanan, what should have been the case? Her Bia should have been Metame Vala Midrabanan. Right? Isur Drabanan in this context is where there's no Karban, but you Metame Saboa. Okay. I don't know what the Rambam actually holds, but the Ravid almost certainly thinks that this is a din of Zava Ketana, at least Midrabanan, right now Midrabanan.
But doesn't in the next part the Rambam says like V'im Avar Ubal Shem Tur
Meklum. Meklum. He knows that. I understand. What I'm saying is
not so, Gargaran Aser. He doesn't hold this.
It's Aser, but there might not be Tuma.
Okay.
That itself is not a problem. Okay. The Baalei HaNefesh. The Baalei HaNefesh, I think we saw when we did the introduction, the Baalei HaNefesh was the Ravid Sefer on Hilchos Nida. Okay, so, you know what a Baalei HaNefesh is? Yes, so you know, I think I heard this from Shecht at Rav Amital Zichrono Levracha, used to say, every guy, when he was in yeshiva learning, and he read the Mishnah Berurah, and it said Baal Nefesh Yachin Atzmo, so he said, oh, well, that's not me. So today, every yeshiva bacha reads Baal Nefesh Yachin Atzmo, and he thinks, oh, I'm a Baal Nefesh, that's me. So the answer is, most of us are not a Baal Nefesh. I think so. I heard it named Rami Tal. I think I said the right.
I heard the name of Rami.
What?
Yeah, I heard from chapter also.
About him or about Rami Tal?
Sorry, I heard what?
About in the name of Rami Tal?
I heard it just something.
I thought it may have
not from Rami Tal.
Yeah, I think that this originally came from Rami Tal, but Rashachta may have the same experience. But yeah, not everybody's a Baal Nefesh. First you have to worry about the Iker Hadin before you take on Chumras. Okay, fine. So the Ravid's ex Chavruza. Okay, the Baal Amoris Hasagos on the Baal Nefesh, so he writes as follows. Sam, keep going.
Shara Shira Vika Kasum Harab, Ina da Raisa, the Ima Hazia Ella Tre Yome Visokira.
If she bled only the last 2 days, 10 and 11, then
Hazia Vishlishi, the Kuyom Yepet Visokira, Akuyama Havitilas Nida, the Esma Allah Shiva, Yeme Kitin Hanida.
Now I know this fools some people. The Ravid here is not thinking Rambam-like. The Ravid is saying she bled the first day. He's saying at that point she's a nida for 7 days, regardless of what came before. But what happens then? Remember, she also bled day 17 and 18. So the bleeding of day 1 wasn't enough; couldn't make her into a zava gadola because she already escaped the 11 days. However, he says that ubasar shiva yomer. Okay, so he says that after 7 days, and obviously, as you know, for the Ravid in this case, there's a very important caveat, which is confusing, because what was the last thing he quoted from the Ravid? Bein dechaziu, bein delo chazibu. But when he says, ubasar shiva yomi boi lemesav od yoma below reiya, kidei sheisri liyom asiri shirasa baso chiralev, what is that modifying? Dafka Ras Abahan. It has to be that she bled all 7 days, because if she didn't bleed all 7 days of Nida, what would the din be according to the Ravid? Whatever day that she didn't bleed counts as the Shmiras Yom of day 17 or 18. Right? That's what the Ravid said beferish in Hasaka. From Avar Alav Yom Echad, back on the Rambam. From Avar Alav Yom Echad Naki, Mito Shiva Simenida, Olo Lishmar, so Yom Yidalav Shirasabo. So the key is that when the Ravid there says, when the Balmer is quoting him, is saying, Uvasa Shiva Yom, a boy in the mace of Ojom, a blow, Ia, Kadesh, Svi, Leom, Asir, Shirav, Sof Yidalav, that means, Dafka, Bechazir Behu, which means Bechazir Behulhu. She had to have bled every single day of the seven. That she should be a surah mishum nida all 7 days and not become a zava gadola. That's if she bled the yom yud beis kidachazia biyom yud beis. When she bleeds on day 12, then for the rest of the next 6 days, the additional 6 days, she's a nida bein rasa bein lo rasa. But to have the next line that she requires shimur yom on day 8, the first day of the next ziva period, that's only if she bled all 7 days, because otherwise the clean day with the nidos would have counted as the shmira for day 17. So now he goes further. Bafimu. Right, that's what we saw in the Hasaga on the Rambam. Even if she only bled, remember, bleeding day 10 and day 11, that is not such a big chiddush. Not such a big chiddush. Why?
Because Ravashi said.
Sort of. He didn't say that.
Say waiting till
Ravashi said what? That if you bled day 17 and 18,
you need Shmira.
You need Shmira on day 19. The first day of the need is for the 17th, not for the 18th.
I mean,
was it clear by
within the Rambam's position, the only way that could happen would be if... No.
The first, they keep pushing. You could have a thick, regular 18-day cycle. And no, work
I mean,
fine.
If you hold like the Rambam and she bleeds for the first 7 days, I guess it doesn't really matter, Rambam, right?
No, it doesn't. No.
But if she needs a day of Shmira, then she has to wait until she's done bleeding, which, if she bleeds the first 7 days of Nida...
Agreed. But here's the question. Obviously, the crucial question that Malamor is going to engage is, does Shimur have to be... In other words, when they instituted... Let me ask you the following question. Is Rav Ashi's din a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That would have been perhaps my first instinct. The Ravashi says that Yud Zayin, Bo Yishimur, when you bled day 17, 18, after day 19, one could have conceived that it requires Shmira Midaraisa. I'm not sure, but you could read it that way. So the Ravid says that regardless of whether you bleed day 11 or you bleed day 10 and 11, you require one clean day, no matter what, before you cannot be it, whenever that clean day may come. But the Imlo Safra... Right, and in the case of, I assume he's talking about right now the case of Yud Aleph. If she bleeds on the 11th day, now she begins her nidus, and she bleeds for 7 days for nida, and then she shim shaliyom shmini without a clean day, they're called gargara. Okay, so the Balmor now says, Aini. Okay, so he says, Beis Hillel doesn't require Shlimer, certainly for Yud Aleph. You don't require, he says, but finish, you don't require Shmir for Yud Aleph. There's some kind of minister to Rabbanu maybe, but certainly, for parts of it. But you don't require Shimur for Yud Aleph. Only Beis Shammai does. And below, more importantly, yeah, not everything that Beis Shammai requires for Shimur is going to be treated for Beis Hillel as a lower level issue as Gargaron. Nope. She'ein. That's the crucial line. She'ein Gargaron leBeis Hillel ella biyom shalachara. You know when you have a din of Gargaron? Only on the next day. Why? Because having Bia on the next day is too close for comfort. If we let you do it then, you'll come to do it the end of the previous day or something like that. Right. So he's working Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Asiri Boy Shimur, and just like Asiri Boy Shimur, I presume according to the Beis Hillel, Beishamai requires that for Yiral. For the Beis Hillel, go ahead. So he says, Beferush, not only is there no, is it not require Shimur, there's not even an Isid Rabbanan on the next day. It's just Gargaron, which is not Aser. The Lo Ashkechan. Okay, so Rav Sheshes wanted to say, and by the way, the Baal HaMor here gives away how he read the sugya on Nandalin. The Baal HaMor gives away the idea. Notice, why did, who was it, Rav? When you say Rav Sheshes, why did Rav Sheshes not realize that Asiri Boy Shimur? He says he was holding like Rish Lakish. So that's why he wanted to be Medayik, that Gargaron is Aser. That's why we Aser it. Because after all, it can't be Aser Midin Shmir Asiyom Keneged Yom. Why? Because the 17th doesn't require Shmir, Asiri Boy Shimur. So the Baal HaMor says that's how Rav Sheshes is working. Shmaitza Azla Kresh Lakish Tam Asiri Lebay Shimur. But even the Rav Sheshes hold that way. Okay. Now I presume, by the way, that the Baal HaMor would agree with the Raivin in what case? In what case would he agree that if she bled through Nida? That if she bled through Nida, that she would require the eighth day, meaning first day of Ziva, to be Shmir Asim Keneged Yom. What case? Alex?
Well, if she didn't do the Shimmer from the days before, from the Ziva period before.
Which Ziva period before? Which days?
So not the 11th, but others.
Well, what are the choices?
The
10th. It's got to be 10. When in the case of 10-11, there, I presume the Baal HaMor would be moded to the Ravid, that requires Shimur. It could come b'mei Nidasa if she doesn't bleed, or it could come after Nidasa if she bled all through her Nidah period. Right? But the Baal HaMor would agree with the Ravid there. But when it's only Yud Aleph, so the Ravid says, the Baal HaMor says that there is no Isser Drabanon even. Which leads then one to realize that there really, and I mentioned this yesterday, I alluded to this, there are three shitas in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, how to understand Gargaron. Notice what it means, Lamaisa. One shita is that Gargaron is still a Zava Midrabanon. Possibility two is that it's just an Issa Midrabanon. And possibility three is that it's Mutter. Now, what would the Nafkamina be? I'm more interested between the first two choices. Between Zava Midrabanan versus Isser Drabanan. Moshe? No, the reason I can't say that is because the Gemara is befeirish that there's no Tumah according to Beis Hillel. And yet the Ravid seems to treat it like a Zava Midrabanan.
Right, but isn't the Ravid talking about a different case in which Beis Hillel did not say Gargaron?
11, and then they'd be the next day. That's the Gargaron case. He would say 11 requires Shimur. He would require, I think, the full day to be Naki. And there's the point is Gargaron, yeah, he would say that you would require Midrabban on the full day to be Naki.
Okay.
Yassi, see, it's a comment.
So that's the answer.
I'm sorry? The Nafkamina, whether it's Zava Midrabanan or just Tam and Issa
Midrabanan. So if she bleeds on day 11 and then bleeds days 1 through 7, does she have to be Shemera Yom
Shishi? I think so. I think that's a Nafkamina. In other words, if she's a Zava Midrabanan, she requires Shimur Midrabanan on day 8. If it's only an Issa Midrabanan, then she doesn't require Shemira on day 8. And obviously, if it's not Asur at all, certainly. And the Nafkamina between Shita 2 and Shita 3 is whether it's Asur on day 1. Now, the difference of whether Gargaron is an Issa Drabanan or it's Mutter is the case of Gargaron. Right? But I think the difference between whether or not you view her as Zava Katana Midrabanan or you look at her as just Stam and Issa Drabanan is the Baal HaMor goes a step further. But even if the Baal HaMor held the Gargor and the Tanan is Usser, I think he still would have said against the Ravid that you don't require Shemar on day 8. You only require Shemar on day 1.
Yeah, I'm just a little confused, I guess. The Rambam was the person who initially said that you may need to account towards Mekim of Yimei Zibah.
Right? Everybody. The Gemara.
You
normally, except for Zava Katana, you can't get it by a Zava Gedola. But the Gemara presents as you may need a Shana Rabbam. Yes, the answer is yes. Everybody agrees. Moshe?
Yes, so I didn't entirely understand what he said. So when the Ravid is talking in the Rambam, he's talking about the case where she was Toba Balel, right? Right, that was one of the...
No, but he's talking about Dafka where she was Roe on Yud Aleph and she goes to the Mikveh the next day. The Ravid said that Kro Gargar Mitzach Shimon Osei Yom Vafil Achar Kami Menida from Avrali Yomecha Nagi Mitol Shivis Menida. I don't see where Leil comes in there.
He's saying he comes in on the Rambam talking about Shiva.
Oh, it's not connected to the Rambam for it. I thought it was connected to the sentence of the Rambam.
One second. Yeah, but you're right, but I don't think he would distinguish. He doesn't seem to distinguish between the two. It doesn't matter whether she does at night or during the day. And he uses it to cause a gargron. The Mishnah doesn't call a gargron to someone who goes at night. See, there there's mamish tumah v'tara issues.
Right, so which opinion of Beis Hillel are they talking about?
If you asked me, by the way, I would have said, well, I'm not really sure what I would say. I wonder if the Ravid belongs on the next halacha. It makes more sense on the next halacha.
Oh, okay.
Even though that's not where it's printed, at least here in this edition. But the gargron is only by Yom. But Laila, it's worse than gargron, it's Tumah V'Tara.
Okay, so...
And when the Baal HaMor quotes him, certainly he's dealing with by Yom.
Okay.
Okay, any questions? Okay, so let me just very quickly review for 3 minutes, which is something I should do on a regular basis, just what we've said in the sugya. The Mishnah has a machlokes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, whether Yud Aleph Bo Yishimur. Beis Hillel says that you do not require Shimur, Min HaTorah, but Midrabbanan, if you go to the mikveh that night and have Tashmish, then there's Tumah V'Tara, but there's no Karban. It's an Issur Rabbanan clearly at night. So you have to wait to go to the mikveh the next day. When you go to the mikveh the next day, Beis Shammai would say, at night, you're chayiv in a karban. So this is the raisa, Beis Shammai requires shmir asiyom keneged yom. During the day, Beis Shammai is a mode that once you do shmir asmiksa sayom, if she goes to the mikveh and has tashmish, even if she's roa later in the day, the two riyos are not mitzuraf. The riyah later in the day is nida. She starts a new period, but they are tamei. And Beis Hillel says they're not even tamei, but hareze gargarun. The Gemara here has in our sugi has a machlokas, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, whether or not you can extend the principle of Yud Aleph Lo Bo Yishimur to Asiri Lo Bo Yishimur. At the same time, the Gemara has a machlokas whether or not the whole concept of Yud Aleph Yom Shbeinid Al Nida is learned from Halach and Moshe Mishinai, is learned from the Psukim, and it's not clear whether or not there's any connection between that machlokas and the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. The last question is, what is the nature of the gargaron that the Mishnah describes? So the Gemara itself, in a couple of sugyas, raises the question whether it's usur or not. The maskana of the Gemara is not entirely clear. But in the Mishonim, you seem to find three approaches. Approach number one is that a gargaron, the Tanan, is usur, and it's like a zava katana midrabanan, which would then require sviras yom for day 18, even if it's after the Shiva Simei Nida, meaning if she bled day 18 and then she bleeds 7 days of Nida, you would require day 8 as a Svira for Yud Ches. Why? Because since she's a Zava Midrabanan in the Raisa Tikkun, and what would the Daraisa case be of that? When she bled on 17 and 18, then had 7 days of Nida, and it appears that everybody agrees there, except for Reish Lakish, of course, that Asiri Boy Shimur, and therefore you would have to keep probably, very possibly Minat Torah, very problem, and I tell you, you'd have to keep the 8th day of the new cycle as a clean day to clean up for day 17.
The first day of the Nisan.
What's that?
The 8th day.
No. The 8th, in other words, if she bled all 7 days of Nida, after bleeding day 17 and 18, day 8 of the new cycle, she would require, she would be usher until she had a clean day.
Oh, I see.
And so based upon that, the Ravid would extend that to a case where she only bled day 18 and then bled on Nida, that midrabanan, you require Shmiras Yom on the 8th day. Others would say, I don't know if I can identify anybody explicitly, I suspect that this might be the position of Rashi, can't prove it, is that Gargoyne is Usur, but it's not that it's Zava Midrabanan. There's no indication that you would be required to get a clean day at some point along the line to do away with the problem of day 18. And then finally there's the Shita of the Baal Hamor, who believes that Gargoyne is in fact Mutar. And in it, you're only a Gargoyne, you only have that status of Gargoyne when it's Samach L'Nidasa, but if it's not Samach L'Nidasa, the Baal Hamor would say that even if you held that it was an Issa D'Rabbanan, you still wouldn't require a Sira on, let's say, the 8th day. If she bled day 18, then 1 through 7 of Nida, even if you hold this, and even if you hold that Gargoyne the Tanan Usur, you still wouldn't require Shmira on the 8th day to take care of the 18th day, because it's not, if you hold this in Issa D'Rabbanan, it's not that she's a Zavam in the Rabbanan, it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a Gargoyne, he's Memayar Lachata. Okay. Any questions? Yeah.
Does the Rambam, he equates the din of Gargoyne of waiting on the 19th day, it's like the din of the kind of, well, we're not putting him with the Ravid.
He could agree with the Ravid, by the way. He could agree with the Ravid, it's just not clear.